Back out the 2025 Half Century of Progress on the grounds here in Rantoul. Chad Baker for the official voice of Half Century of Progress, WITY, courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios. And we are being joined by the folks with the AAA Tractor Club, Chuck Whitaker and Ron Repking. Their 12th annual farm show coming up on Saturday, September 20th, Sunday, September 21st, featuring Alice Chalmers. It starts at 8 a.m. on Saturdays, 10 a.m. on Sunday with the show. And if you get there a little early, they got biscuits and gravy, which is always a good selling point for your folks like me. Guys, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Well, let's start with you, Ron, current president of the club here. We've got AAA Tractor Club 12th annual show. It means you had 11 before that. You guys are still a relatively new club, but you guys have built a pretty big following here in a short time.
Right. We have, like I say, about 150 members, give or take. And it started in 2014. Some people had an idea to start a group, and it took off real well.
Very good. And you have found out that there's a lot of folks far-reaching, Chuck. I know that we talked previously. There's folks all over the U.S. that have joined this just because I think they like what you're doing.
Like what we're doing or think we're crazy? I don't know. It's one or the other. And the crazy part, I think, goes back to the COVID year. A lot of the state was locked down. A lot of shows didn't have shows that year. Well, we decided, why not? And we did, and people heard about it, and they thought, if that crazy bunch is going to have a show, maybe we ought to go check it out. And we did. We had some people from Wisconsin that came down, and right. Like I said, Indiana, Missouri, and they came over there and thought, okay, all right, what's this all about? You know, and they did. They found out, I guess, we're for real.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess a lot of Alice Chalmers masked that year, right?
Maybe a few
of the ones that wore masks anyway, but nonetheless, they might have found out you guys are just crazy enough, and it's always the crazy ones that always put on a good show, as we find out with some of these other guys up here. And it's how you've built. You guys got an antique tractor pull, you have kids games on Saturday, some potato digging, parts and vendors, food served, steam spark show on Saturday. Most importantly, it is a working farm show, so it's much like what folks are familiar with historic farm days up here. It's just that maybe by the time that you come down there, your crop's a little closer to having that harvest time, right?
Right. Yeah, we'll be cutting beans. We're going to thresh. We'll be plow or field work. You know, they can plow, disc. It's a good time. You know, it's not near on the scale we are up here, but it's a good time for everybody.
You guys, the Jansen Boys Spark Show down there, a few other folks to provide some of that entertainment on Saturday night. That's always going to be a huge appeal there.
Especially if you've never seen anything like that before. I mean, the size of some of those steam engines are just massive. And the work involved just to get them there and to get them running. It's just, it's just amazing, you know.
I know you guys go way back with the Jansen, at least farther than most folks go. And to know what type of calendar they keep in a summer like this, where they started out, they had Penfield, they go all the way down to Pinckneyville, they come all the way back to Rantoul. They log some miles out there.
Yeah, they put a lot of time in. You can't say enough about what they do, and it's, you know, free. You know, for that, I mean, it's not like they're being paid to put on these shows every year, and they spend a lot of time.
Oh, and they're having fun with it, too.
Oh, yeah, they enjoy it. Last week at Pinckneyville might not have been quite as enjoyable because of the heat, but we're all family.
Absolutely. Saturday, the show starts at 8 a.m. Sunday, 10 a.m., very easy to get to. So you can either do one of two things. You can navigate through Effingham, which most of the construction is done there in the middle of town. So you're going to have four lane through at least half town to get to the south end of Effingham on 45. If you don't want to battle Effingham, hop on down to, I believe it's exit 151 on Interstate 57, the Watson-Mason exit. Do want to let folks know, though, they've got that clearance there going under the railroad bridge, though. So that might be something that could impact your travels to there. But nonetheless, make sure that you make the plans before you go to figure out which way you want to navigate. But that's a little shorter drive over to Percival Springs Airport, just east of Watson. Biscuits and gravy, 6 a.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. Sunday. For folks that want to reach out, the best way of doing that,
either call us, Chuck or myself, or go on our website, and there's a link that will send you straight to me.
Very good. And that website is AAATractorClub.com. They also have a Facebook page. Ron Repking, Chuck Whitaker with AAA Tractor Club. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Make sure you put that on your calendar for September 20th and 21st down in my hometown of Effingham, or just south of there, Percival Springs Airport. It's going to be a good time. It should be good weather for it. Fingers crossed. We'll have more reports from another beautiful day here at the Half Century of Progress 2025. Make sure you make the effort to come on out. I-57 at the Rantoul exit, I-74 at the Cunningham exit, on up. We'll have reports throughout the weekend here on WITY. I'm Chad Baker.